This would be the Drysdale vignette entitled New Annuals and Perennials. In 3, 2, 1. This year, unlike some years, there aren't quite as many new cultivars for your garden. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale, and I'll have details of some of the older good ones. 3, 2, 1. First and foremost would be two new begonias known as Begonia Bonfire and Begonia Bellfire. These are a new type of begonia to us in North America, introduced by the prestigious Anthony Tesler Organization in Australia. I met and talked with Anthony himself several years ago and was impressed with what his organization is working on. These two begonias produce bell-shaped flowers on neat, bushy, slightly pendulous plants. The flowers on Bonfire are bright red-orange and on Bellfire, a coral pink. The growth of Bellfire is slightly taller and the leaves are a dark plum color, whereas the foliage on Bonfire is green and serrated with a red margin. Both will be excellent for baskets and in-ground as well. Next on my list is a new Sanvitalia called Savo Double Gold, which looks like a real little gem, both in plant and flower size. Then comes Euphorbia Diamond Frost, covered with tiny white flowers for most of the season. Brian Minter highly recommended the Euphorbia last year and is even more enthusiastic about it this year, just as he is with the new Cleome or spider flower, the cultivar Senorita Rosalita, which doesn't grow quite as tall as some of the age-old varieties. Another new Echinacea to look for, perhaps ahead of any of the other recent introductions, is Echinacea Coconut Lime. While you're searching out these annuals and perennials, keep an eye out for the new variegated Bergenia Solar Flare, Gold Rush, and Shasta Daisy and Sedum Xenex Habs Gray. I'm Art Drysdale.